You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. Tame Impala is the project of Kevin Parker, a songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer from Perth, Australia. Since putting his first EP out in 2008, he's been nominated for 2 Grammys and won 8 of Australia's ARIA Awards. Multiple Tame Impala albums have been named Best of the Year. And as a producer, he's collaborated with Lady Gaga, Mark Ronson, The Weeknd, and more. The most recent Tame Impala album is The Slow Rush, which came out in February 2020. For this episode, Kevin chose to take apart the song, It Might Be Time.
My name is Kevin Parker. I'm from Tame Impala. I just started working on this album and I had no idea what the album was going to sound like. So I started working on this song and it was definitely just the creative trying whatever phase, which I think is important. These songs were coming off the back of doing a bunch of collabs. So this is kind of when I was starting to get back into working by myself again, which is nice. I guess jamming with other people, there can be kind of an anxiety that it's not going anywhere. One of the reasons I like to work alone is that it doesn't matter if you spend 12 hours and get nowhere. You just have to kind of separate yourself from the end result being perfect. I remember the first kind of little jam I had with myself. I was just playing around with some chords on a keyboard. I kind of like it to be a sound I haven't used before because I feel like it's a more kind of fertile ground for thinking of new things, you know, having a new sound. So if you use the same sound twice, I think you kind of gravitate to the same thing you've done before. And then I just kind of jumped on the drums, just recorded over the top of that. Just slowly trying to find something. I like to think that things that I arrive at musically and sonically are serendipitous, happy accidents. And this album, I wanted to allow that to happen even more. But I like to have drums sounding good off the bat because a bad drum sound for me is just the least inspiring thing. Like, I can't work on a song. Even when I just record drums for messing around, it's still kind of this like sound that I've dialed in. So after this demo, I found a little bit that I liked and made that into a chorus. And then I kind of built the song around that. And what's funny is the final drums on the song are actually those drums from the same demo, just chopped up and processed. It's got a real kind of like late 90s chopped up drum break sound, but like smashed. The raw stem for those drums are really dry. It's kind of funny just switching between the two.
How does that happen? How do you get it to sound like you're playing the drums 8,000 times harder?
Just lots of tricks. That question in itself, making the drums sound like that, accounts for most of my life in the studio. The sounds in this song I love on their own. Almost everything in the chorus is distorted, except the keyboard part. The bass is distorted, the drums are distorted, that like lead line that comes in is distorted. And has one of the gnarliest synth basses I've made. Like, if you solo that and the drums, that's the best way to know if you're feeling it or not. I like to write a melody over chords that are stuck in my head. I mean, like, get them rock solid into your head. The important thing is to, like, digest the chords first. So I replayed them on just like a spaced out synthesizer. And I made an 8-minute loop of it, and I just had it going all day, every day, all around the world, wherever I was. I'll be sort of walking around. I'll just sort of have it blasting in the studio, doing what I'm doing, dancing around, I don't know. And I don't know what possessed me, but I just started singing. You weren't as fun as you used to be. The hook kind of sounded like someone teasing someone. Na 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 na. You know? It ain't as fun as it used to be. No. So then I thought it could be cool to make it like your own subconscious teasing you. And that's where, like, it might be time to face it came from. It might be time to face it. I had this idea for a clip of someone going around trying to live their life, and these like almost gremlin-like kids just jumping out from behind corners when they're trying to do something cool. You know, they're like trying to skateboard down a hill or something, and then like these kids run out and just like kick the skateboard out, you know, and sing that chorus lyric to them. Because that's kind of how I saw it, is like internal gremlins, you know what I mean? It might be time to face it. You were as cool as you used to be. At that point, I felt like it had this kind of rock, hip-hop almost thing, like something that NERD would do. You know how like they do like rock, but it's clearly a hip-hop song, even though it's like distorted guitars and distorted drum kit. Once I've got the whole thing of music where I love how it feels, it takes a lot for me to be able to go and write something new for it to add to it. Like, I just love the idea of taking everything that was from this kind of like 6-hour time, like just this like one session in the studio where I just had this burst of ideas. I love the idea that everything that is in the song came from that little burst of creativity. So with this one, I was like, oh, I've got these other chords that I wrote in that demo. And I liked the wandering nature of the chords. And so I was like, that could be a verse. There's something about like an unexpected chord change or unexpected timing of a chord change that just does it for me. I just kind of subconsciously gravitate towards it. The chords on their own are so disjointing, but with the vocals, they kind of make sense. Something doesn't feel right. That's enough for one night. Hope you get home all right. The song starts with deciding to go home early on a night out, because I feel like we've all done that. And for whatever reason, those have always been a source of like defeat for me, like just going like, oh, fuck it. You know what, guys, I'm out. In like the Uber on the way home, you're like, maybe I'm not good at partying after all. And then the chorus comes in slamming, like, you've lost it. Oh, boom, there it is, like, a punch in the face. But also, you know, this song was also meant to be kind of playful and almost kind of tongue-in-cheek. It's earnest, but it's also kind of funny, you know, lighthearted. I remember that's kind of what me and my brother used to tease each other about in high school. You know, like, oh, you peaked. You peaked in year eight, man. Like, that's how we'd get under each other's skin. See, that's the thing about this song, is I wanted to make sure that it wasn't specific to any kind of, like, situation or age or anything. I'm 34, so I could be thinking that. But then, like, someone that's 64 would be thinking the same thing. And someone that's 24 and 14, you know? You ain't as cool as you used to be.
And now, here's It Might Be Time by Tame Impala in its entirety.
Thank you.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Kevin Parker and Tame Impala. You'll also find a link to stream or buy this song. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase, every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. Terms apply. Song Exploder is made by me and producer Christian Kunz, with production help from Olivia Wood and illustrations by Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn more about all our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow Song Exploder on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. And if you'd like to get a Song Exploder t-shirt, you can find them at songexploder.net/shirt. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.